passion, paperwork, and politics. Is love, money, and power turned inside out? Where do you stand, and how do you navigate through these turbulent forces in the entertainment industry and not self-destruct? If you've ever wanted this simple and raw, then you're in the right place. It gets no better than this. Behind the scenes in entertainment, passion, power, and politics is the topic for the show, and that's coming up next. Also, in history and entertainment, some very interesting events took place in the month of February throughout history. History and entertainment highlights the magical month of February. In the segment Ask Suricon, Nancy and Sherry, the two business partners in music and film from New York City, gets advice on distribution and the real power behind entrepreneurship in the 21st century. All this and more happens right now.
3, 2, 1.
Podcast has launched.
If Suricon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Suricon whispers of wisdom. The entertainment industry. Just saying.
You're listening to Suricon Whispers of Wisdom.
Wow, I'm so impressed.
Oh, he's really great to work with. He is so down to earth.
Professionalism would be one word to just characterize him and what he did with this movie and pulling it all together.
But he knows what he wants as a director.
Suricon is like great.
He just did it all. He did what he could. He worked with what he had and he made it happen.
See that he's very passionate about it.
But I have to admit, he really like rocked it.
Suricon, you're going to do big things, man. Big things.
Cuba Gooding Jr., Kerry Washington, Lawrence Fishburne, Angela Bassett, Terry Howard, Lynn Whitfield, Taji P. Henson, Morgan Freeman. All happening now in 21st Century Arts and Entertainment.
Up next, history and entertainment.
This podcast is produced by Suricon Media Brand. And now your host, Suricon.
With February being Black History Month, here are some major events that takes place in the month of February and are sure to be a distraction and or put a damper on the focus of Black History Month celebrations. Here are the top four. In week one of February, we have the Super Bowl. In week two, we have the Grammy Awards. Week three is All-Star Weekend. And on week four, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Oscars. Something to think about there. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince released the single Parents Just Don't Understand on February 17th, 1988. Now, portions of this song ended up being the opening for Will Smith's hit sitcom on NBC television, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Kanye West released his debut album, The College Dropout, on February 10th, 2004, which won him the 2005 Grammy Award for Best Rap Album. Okay, I gotta admit, close encounters and purposeful connections are a part of the show that I really, really, really enjoy. In 1971, a member of the Nixon administration solicited the services of writer, composer, and producer Robert Emeniger to produce a documentary about aerial phenomenon using only official Department of Defense and NASA source material, and was allegedly promised footage of a 1964 event at Holloman Air Force Base. Now, according to the History Channel and Wikipedia.org, this footage would contain a smoking gun and the United States' knowledge of these phenomenons. Now, only a few seconds of this special footage ultimately made it into the documentary. A book was also written by Robert Emeniger regarding these events. Now, here's the close encounter and purposeful connection. According to author Grant Cameron, Emeniger revealed to Cameron that he gave a copy of the material to film director Steven Spielberg And 2 years later, in 1977, Spielberg released his third feature film titled Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Cameron admits that Emeniger's material was indeed the inspiration for the blockbuster film. Spielberg is credited as the sole writer of the story. A close encounter and purposeful connection between Emeniger and Spielberg. The results? Close Encounters of the Third Kind. A September 16, 1977, Columbia Pictures release. Cameron stated that everything in the film was true, minus the location of the event. This film is said to reveal more truth than science fiction. This was indeed a purposeful connection between Steven Spielberg and Robert Emeniger.
Suricon, the best thing that's happened to podcasts since Dave and Adam created it.
Also, to get some great information, look for one of my books that's coming up. I have a couple of books coming out. One is called Whispers of Wisdom, Suricon's Whispers of Wisdom. Well, actually, the same name of the show, but this gives you five PowerPoints for new filmmakers in the business, writers, producers, directors, actors. A lot of information. They have five power tips for new filmmakers that can be very beneficial to your career. This is information that's not really out there like that. I can talk about it because I experienced it, and it can also be a saving grace for those newcomers to the industry, and even those that are out there. There's always room for more knowledge and more information to help you in your career. And prevent, most of all, a spiraling downfall that could have been prevented. And also, I have another book called Suricon's Expressions, On the Walk of Fame, The Virginia Capers Story. This is a look into the life of Tony Award-winning actor Virginia Capers, who starred on the hit NBC sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She starred as Grandma Hattie Banks in a recurring role on the show. A lot of information to learn through her life and through her experiences. She'd been out there in the industry for five decades before passing away on May 6th in 2004, I believe. So I have all of that coming up. Go to my website, www.suricon.net, and you can stay updated on a lot of information when there's new posts and when there's new announcements. So just subscribe there. That portion of it is free, and you'll immediately get notifications on books and announcements again and other posts that we put up. Coming up next, the topic for the day.
Drought.
Navigating turbulent waters behind the scenes in entertainment is crucial, very crucial to your survival in this business. Passion, paperwork, and politics, the three P's, are like knobs on a hospital bedside monitor that will calculate your body's every move up to the point of recovery or your body shutting down and flatlining. A dose of understanding of the three P's will be like a wonder drug, working its magic on you in ways, skillful ways, created to sustain you. Let's talk about it.
If Suricon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Each one teach one is a saying that I try to live by. Now, over the course of one's life, we learn and experience many different things that we carry, within us. I believe we have a duty to help uplift one another so that the path we walked will not be in vain. Now, our experiences and life lessons came with a price we paid to get to that level of understanding that we were able to accomplish because we paid attention and we walked the walk. Taking those life lessons with us to the grave is not an option. It shouldn't be an option. And well, for me, it's not an option because if someone else can learn from the lessons that I have mastered, then as a human being that has been blessed to come and experience this thing called life, then I've done part of my earthly duty, and that's simply giving back. Now, the focus of our topic, the three P's, once again, are passion, paperwork, and politics. Let's pay careful attention to these three keywords throughout the talk of this topic. Let's talk about passion for a moment. Passion, you know, when we love to do something and you're willing to give your all and probably do it for free, that's when you're really passionate about something. But sometimes that passion can get in the way of making wise choices along the journey, especially in filmmaking and television and stuff like that. Because, you know, we get out there and we want to just make that magic that we really don't pay attention to a lot of things that we really should. And a lot of the times we don't have the money to pay people to pay attention to those things for us. And, you know, we're very passionate about it. And that's really cool, because I think when you're passionate, it really takes your level of creativity to a whole nother place. And that's cool. But you really have to understand the difference between being passionate and being professional and making wise choices. So it's passion is number one. We're going to talk a little bit more about paperwork. Sometimes we don't cover ourselves in terms of doing the paperwork that we need to, because we're so passionate about what we're trying to do that we don't take into consideration those factors that needs our immediate attention. That's what's really going to go a long way in our journey. And that paperwork is a paper trail. And we just have to pay attention to the paperwork regarding our productions, regarding the people that we work with, regarding the agreements and the deals that we make, and so on and so forth. And the third one is politics. We have to pay attention to the politics. Now, you know, everybody thinks, okay, well, most people probably think that, okay, when we talk politics, we're talking about, you know, what's going on at the White House and so on and so forth. It goes deeper than that. You know, politics play a role in pretty much everything. And here my focus today is politics in the entertainment industry, how politics directly affect what it is that you're trying to do. Is there a line somewhere where you can recognize, you know, what might be happening along your project and what might be happening outside of your project around you, the political environment around you, and can that affect what it is that you're doing? These are key things that we need to pay attention to. I want to help you understand more about this presence. So some of the questions that you have to ask yourself is, who's in office? You know, not just on the federal level, but on the local level, the state level, the city level. Who's in office? Are they Republican? Are they Democrat? Are they independent? Will my project help move their agenda forward? Will my project be a problem? Is it an election year? You know, can my project you know, solicit funds from conservative voters and Republican voters because the storyline kind of fits within the structure of their agenda, of their politics? Or would it be better if, you know, I wait until after the election and see if a Democrat gets in office? Because if so, I know I can garner a lot of support from the Democratic Party or Democrats in general, because my story fits around the agenda. Those are very, very important questions. And a lot of times, I guess, like I said before, we don't pay a lot of attention to that. You know, I can look at a script and tell you the kind of political environment it might work best in. I could look at a script and be able to tell you where you might best find funding for the project that you're trying to do, in the time frame, in the moment that you're trying to do it, based on the political environment around you. You know, sometimes you can, you know, make decisions, make choices about your project, and you know, again, not being aware of those events that are happening around you, and you know, your project will come crashing down. Not because it's a bad project, because maybe it wasn't the right time, because maybe it wasn't the right environment, because maybe the things outside of you or outside of your project that were going on would, you know, interfere in it in some way. So, you know, again, these are things that we have to pay attention to. Now, let's look at politics in Hollywood. Let's say, for instance, here's some great examples. You have to look at who's at the head of a particular studio. What is their political affiliation? You know, a lot of times people feel like these things don't mix or these things don't matter, but yes, they do. Yes, they do. So if there's a conservative Republican running one of the major studios, then they may not want to focus on a project that you're doing because it doesn't fit in that overall agenda. And you know, that could stretch all the way back to Washington, D.C. There are studios that would not hire actors or directors because of their political affiliation. This is real, you know, and a lot of times this is why a lot of them don't like to talk about their personal politics, because they know that somewhere along the line it can affect you know, them getting work. This is not just for actors, it's also for directors and producers and investors, people who want to spend money on certain projects. So I think it's very smart that you try to understand that environment and, you know, how you can approach these kind of people for support, for money, for funding, just because what you're doing might fit perfectly into their agenda or what it is they're trying to accomplish, from the local level, city local level, to the state level, all the way to the federal level, all the way to Hollywood. It really, really, really matters. So do your homework, do your research, understand that there is a political overtones, there is a political factor to what it is that we do in filmmaking, television, music, and so on and so forth. Now, again, the passionate side of it can cause us to overlook a lot of these things. And, you know, when you're passionate, it's coming from a place, it's coming from your soul, a place deep within that allows you to be creative in a way that you know that you're truly making a difference in some way. And you know in your heart, sometimes you can't even put a price tag on that. So, you know, you're willing to go all out. But, you know, again, you know, you have to really, you know, draw the line. It really has to be balanced, you know, your passion and so on and so forth. And you just got to make sure that you cover yourself. And again, like I said before, we also fail to sometime make sure that the proper paperwork is in place, you know, when we sign deals with people, when we, you know, go into arrangements with other people. And, you know, I saw this and experienced this myself being, you know, a disaster if I had only, you know, paid attention earlier on and, you know, took the necessary steps. And a lot of times I did, and you know, sometimes I didn't, and I didn't because I just didn't know about it. So, you know, this is why I'm covering these topics today on the show, to help bring some awareness of it to you so that you can put this at the forefront of your mind and understand that your project is just not about or solely about, you know, what's on that paper, you know, in your script. There is an environment around you that can, you know, cause it to come tumbling down, and there's an environment around you that can lift it up. There are people out there that will believe in what it is you're doing, but you must first know that these things exist. And, you know, that's the passion, that's the paperwork, and that's the politics. The three P's, I call it. You know, we need to focus on that a little bit more. Now, here's the good news. I took these subjects, power, paperwork, and politics, all from a book that I did call Whispers of Wisdom, Sura Khan's Whispers of Wisdom. five PowerPoints for new filmmakers, five PowerPoints for success in new filmmakers. And these things that I talk about, the three P's, greater detail. You can use it as a guide to help you along the way. I talk about some of my experiences. I talk about some stories and things that I had to go through personally, politically, to move my projects forward and, you know, come face to face with things that I didn't even know were there. So one of the chapters is called Politics and Filmmaking. Another chapter is called Avoiding Mistakes that are Difficult to Correct. Another chapter is strictly on paperwork. Another chapter is on entertainment lore. You know, again, our passion for the arts and this business can cause us to be blindsided by some very important factors. That's why entertainment lore is something that deserves our full attention, regardless of how passionate we are about the work. And number five is assembling the team. Having the right people around you during the creative process is necessary for a positive and successful conclusion. That team effort, you know, team effort wins championships. And as a leader, producer, director, please pay close attention to the players you assemble on your team. It's like, you know, a marriage. You're gonna have to live with these folks for a while, and you're probably gonna have to deal with them afterwards. So be very selective in the people that you choose to be a part of your team and help you bring that vision to magic. So I've been working on this book for quite a while now, a little over a year. And again, I didn't want to make the book too long. I didn't want to make it too wordy. I wanted it to get right to the point, cover five areas, and know that with that, with those, with the knowledge and wisdom and understanding in those key areas that I skillfully constructed and dissected, you know, for your accomplishments is right there. I worked on it very hard, and I'm so happy that it's getting ready to come out. Actually, it's released now. You can actually go to my website at suricon.net and hit the link shop. It's right there at the top of the page, and you can purchase the digital download, the ebook. The paperback book version of it won't be available until around May, so I'm going to see how things go with the ebook, the digital download. So, you know, once you purchase it, you get it right away. You can read it on your phone. You get to, I believe it's a PDF file that's used for that. You can, you know, read it and you know, on your phone and your computer or wherever you at, and start, you know, taking notes on this stuff. I really went into great detail. It's a lot of stuff that's not out there, and I think this will be very beneficial. The book is called Whispers of Wisdom. That's the same as the podcast. Five PowerPoints for Success for New Filmmakers. And I just wish something like this had been around when I was coming up in the industry. So I'm glad that I've been blessed to go through these experiences over the last 30 years in my life in this entertainment industry and be able to document it in a way that can be beneficial to your careers. Now, again, let me say this. I'm not here to stop you from experiencing the things that you must experience as an individual to get where you have to go, but I'm just trying to give you some advice. I'm trying to give you some leadway, awareness of certain pitfalls that may be present along your path that you can avoid. I want you to be able to stay on a course, you know, be able to withstand the winds that are going to come against you, and, you know, being armed with knowledge, putting on the armor of knowledge, you will be able to sustain yourself. So this book is written specifically for that purpose. I'm so happy it's finally done. I can't wait until May, you know, when I start doing the book tours and stuff like that for it. But right now, you know, a lot of people have been asking me about it, and I want to hurry up and get it out there. So it's up on my website. Again, go to www.suricon.net. It's on my website, so just go there and hit the link at the top, call shop, and you know, it'll take you right there, and you'll be able to see you know, a variety of different things that I have out, and you know, services and consulting services, all kinds of things. But mostly I want you to take a look at the book, download that book, get that, especially if you're a new filmmaker, especially if you're a new filmmaker, you know, coming up in the business, and you kind of want to arm yourself with this knowledge. Get the book, put it in your arsenal, and I think you'll be fine. You would definitely avoid a lot of, you know, pitfalls and things that I had to experience and learn the hard way. So I learned so that you can learn, and I just want to share it with you. So get the book, read it, you know, write me at info@suricon.net, email me, let me know what you think, and I'd love to hear from you. We're going to probably do another show on this, and we're going to talk more about it, and, you know, probably, you know, do a book two or something. And you know, I just want to keep spreading the love, giving the information, and being there for you. I think it's, in releasing all of this, it's very therapeutic for me, and this show has definitely been a vehicle for me to do that. So keeping the show going is very important too. Again, while this is very costly and I don't have sponsors yet, hopefully I'll have sponsors soon. But right now, if you want to support the show, you can by making a donation to support the podcast. And that can be made on my website at www.suricon.net, and hit the link at the top that says podcast donation, and it'll take you right there, and you can make that love donation. Okay. Thanks for the love. We got a lot more coming up. Stay with us. Ask Suricon, mentor, advice, and guidance. Ask Suricon is a segment of the program where I have the opportunity to give advice and guidance. I do this advice and guidance on other platforms such as LinkedIn, which is part of a special mentoring program where people ask me questions seeking advice and guidance for their careers. I use some of these questions and answers, minus the full name of the person, for this program as well. Now, at the end of the segment, I'll give more information on just where and how you can send your questions in for advice and guidance on future episodes of Whispers of Wisdom.
You're listening to Suricon Whispers of Wisdom.
Hello, Suricon. I'm Nancy, and I'm from New York City. My partner Sherry and I are pretty new to film and music distribution. What kind of advice on music and film distribution for new artists and music producers can you give? Well, Nancy, you and your partner are in a great space and time when it comes to distribution. I mean, the days are long gone when you have to depend on a major distributor to move your product. Now, with great advances in technology and direct-to-consumer marketing, there's great advantages for you to be very successful. You should pay close attention to the product that you're moving, though. Make sure that the content is packaged correctly and stands out above all others. The competition is huge. You must select and move music and film projects that will capture the attention of the market in ways that's not considered average or predictable. People are paying close attention to the content and the audience's reactions that's moving around out there. Even the majors are on the lookout for new and unique products. So put out some good, unique product and definitely take some risks. The world is waiting for what you have to offer. The very best to you and your partner, Sherry.
If Suricon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
To have your advice and guidance request be highlighted on the program, send your questions to info@suricon.net and put Ask Suricon in the subject. I'm also available as a consultant, workshop instructor, and coach. Requests and inquiries can also be sent to info@suricon.net. Up next, Suricon's Powerful Lyrics Quote. Power Lyrics Quotes is a segment in the program where I select one-liners or sentences from a song that I heard at some point in my life that moved me and always remained a part of my consciousness. I have an Instagram page that reflects these quotes where you can go and see many of them that I've posted over the past 2 years. I'll give the link at the end of the segment.
Suricon's Powerful Lyrics Quote.
Oh, these are very, very powerful lyrics. Listen to this. Scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. A song released September 1st, 1988, written by Randy Holland, Anita Baker, and Skip Scarsborough. Giving You the Best That I Got is the lead single and a title song of Anita Baker's third album. The song became her highest charting song on the Billboard. Giving You the Best That I Got won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Song and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance in 1989. It was also nominated for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. One more time, here we go.
Zircon's powerful lyrics quote,
"Scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be." You can see more of these inspirational quotes by me if you visit Instagram, the page that I have set up for this, simply titled Sura Quotes, one word, SuraQuotes. And you can also go to YouTube to hear the live performance just by putting in the search bar, Giving You the Best That I Got, Anita Baker, and enjoy the fullness of these powerful lyrics that truly relates to each and every one of us. You're listening to Whispers of Wisdom.
Cuba Gooding Jr., Kerry Washington, Lawrence Fishburne, Anton Bass, Terry Zahn, Lynn Whitfield, Todd P. Henson, Morgan Freeman, all happening now in 21st Century Arts and Entertainment.
So, get the book, read it, you know, write me at info@suracon.net, email me, let me know what you think.
You're listening to Suracon Whispers of Wisdom.
It would be very much appreciated if you can make a small donation to help keep the show coming. It's costly to do this. I don't have sponsors or advertisers yet to help defray the cost of production, but your support, a dollar or more, whatever you can give, would be very much appreciated. And that can be made on my website at www.suracon.net, and hit the link at the top that says podcast donation, and it'll take you right there, and you can make that love donation. You can stay updated on a lot of information when there's new posts and when there's new announcements. So just subscribe there. That portion of it is free, and you'll immediately get notifications on books and announcements again and other posts that we put up. Well, we gotta go now, and let me leave you with this. The word contains three important essentials: energy, light, and power. Be very careful of the words you speak, and even more careful of the words that you take in and allow to become a part of you. We are out, and until next time, peace, love, and prosperity.
Bye-bye, precious.
Stay connected by visiting and subscribing to our official website, www.suracon.net. Again, that's www.suracon.net. And follow me on social media, on Twitter at Suracon11, on Facebook at Scon Media Brand, on Instagram at VSE1Suracon, or email us at info@suracon.net.
If Suracon isn't on your podcast isn't really on.
Support this broadcast with your generous donation. This podcast is produced by Suracon Media Brand.